So just don't start with the la la la.
I already erased it.
Yes!
But you just said it again, so I don't know.
But I didn't sing it, so.
True.
Okay with that.
So you want to do a year in review sort of thing? Or what you thought about this year in comics?
Sure, I thought we were going to...
Superhero religions and what else?
And the year in review.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you're right, we should do that for part two. Oh yeah, so we can do religions first then.
Okay.
But first, there's two books over there on the far end of the table.
Mini Marvels.
Yes.
And The Wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Those are gifts to you from Gavin, who mailed them all the way from New Jersey.
Oh,
or
what a nice man.
They ship books from.
I will totally give you my excuse later. Wait,
yeah,
I will give you my excuse now, because it affects you.
Yes.
Now, first, I was just like, what do I get David for anything? Mm-hmm. And this was for, like, years, because you're inscrutable. And the only thing I was like, the only thing David would like was something far too classy for me to even imagine.
I can't imagine what that would be. It's far too classy for me
classy
to imagine,
classy and
too.
Yet ninja-themed.
That's entirely possible.
And so then at your birthday party, mm-hmm. Lauren came in and gave you an actual present. She's like, oh, it's on your Amazon wish list. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. And that was a huge surprise to me, by the way. And it was like one of the best books of the year. So
there is like a place to find David what he wants. I'll go there.
Yeah.
And then I went there, and then I'm
and
like,
it's a mess.
No, I made a list of like the newest ones, and I'm like, I'll get some from a store, because that way I can get a receipt.
Yeah.
Which is not classy, but you know, what are you gonna do? And if someone else gets to him, he can just like go to a store, return it, get something he actually likes. Yay! This is a plan. And then I called every store between my house and your house.
Yeah.
And there was nothing.
Wow. Like,
I don't think that you asked for gifts that were on this plane of existence. And I was like, okay, setback. And then I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'll just order it from Amazon, like the e-music.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, no, I can't, because this is the month that my entire life expires. My passport, my credit card,
really?
My debit card, and my driver's license.
How did you manage to have all that happen? And passports expire once every 10 years.
Five.
Really?
I think five.
Oh, wow.
Fantastic coordination, I imagine. So I'm like, please send me a new credit or debit card. And they're like, sure, we'll see you in 7 to 10 days. And I'm like, all right, I'm screwed.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you a gift, and it is...
Oh, my goodness. A printout of my Amazon wish list.
It is this bow. And when my life gets back in order, I'm going to give you an actual physical object.
And I can put this pretty blue bow on it.
Yes. Yes,
wow.
You can. Oh, I'm delivering something else today. So you can have your choice of a darker blue bow or a lighter blue bow.
Wow, awesome. I'll probably choose darker blue.
Okay, well.
It's like navy, I guess.
And, you know, what with Gavin being across the country, the same held true with him.
Yeah.
So I'm going to just go... Damn, are we recording all this? Screw it. I'm going to be like, thank you. Mini Marvels looks totally cute, and I will enjoy it like crazy.
It's essentially Marvel's Tiny Titans.
And The Wonderful Wizard of Oz is confusing, but the animation looks really, really good. And, wow, the witch looks freaky.
Yeah, the art's... it was probably the best-looking Marvel book the year that came out. I think it was last year.
Like it's a Marvel book?
Yeah.
Oh, it has a little logo. Does it have, like... excuse me. Marvel characters?
No, it's just a straight-up adaptation.
Well, I guess the copyright finally expired on the Oz books.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Something like that.
I will totally enjoy it, and I will get something to him inexcusably late, but when I can actually have an online financial life again.
So you weren't a victim of identity theft so much as identity expiration.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am past my expiration date for everything online.
You know, if you wanted
anything
to fake
your death...
Anything
that proves I exist.
Like, this is the perfect time to fake your death and get rid of all your credit card debt. Student loans, all that stuff, gone.
So convenient.
Yeah.
I think they'd catch me when I did the podcast again in 2 weeks, though.
Yes, anyway. I am Bester with Sparkow.
So, thank you. What a wonderful Christmas. It truly embodied the spirit of Christmas, which is getting a lot of stuff and feeling a lot of guilt. So, yay. Aw, cute little Thor with his little hammer. Oh, tiny little Wolverine.
You're going to be doing a lot of that while you read, I think.
Yeah, I am.
I think that's the complete... They used to run those in the back of almost all the Marvel comics. Sometimes it was like a giant clang of dissonance compared to the main story. But...
So you see someone getting, like, buried alive.
Yeah.
And eaten by rats.
And then
also
there's, like,
alive.
A funny story about Wolverine chopping up dinner with his claws and the Avengers not wanting to eat it because that's gross.
All right.
So we got a podcast, too, now that all the gift-giving's done.
Aw.
This one was your idea, so I'll let you introduce the gimmick, I suppose.
Okay, since we are courting controversy as a way to get a call attention to ourselves, we're going to do a little thing about comic book characters and religion.
All right.
And... from Fourth Letter, happy holidays. From various comic book characters, what do you think they'd say to that?
Ah, depends on which one.
I think Cap would be happy holidays.
Yeah, he would do his best to be, like, all-inclusive.
I think Tony Stark would say Merry Christmas, and because he would be so drunk that he couldn't remember anything else.
I need to see a picture of Tony Stark with the Santa cap, like, built into his Iron Man helmet. Like, not as just, like, a fabric cap, but an actual metal appendage on the top of his helmet.
That would be kind of awesome.
Like an official accessory.
Also, those novelty reindeer
yeah.
ears. I mean, that kind of flows. They could make them gold and hang bells from them.
There was a very brief period in the 70s when they gave Iron Man's faceplate a nose. And...
ew.
It looked ridiculous. From what I hear, there was like an
urban
legend.
Did he ever sneeze?
I don't know. But like, from what I heard, I think it was on the urban legend site, was that Stanley passingly said something like, oh, you know, where's his nose? Ha ha ha. And left the office, so they gave him a nose. And then Stan saw it and he said, that looks horrible. What is that? And so they took the nose away a few months later. But I was thinking you could give him Rudolph's red nose and split the difference.
These are all brilliant ideas.
Yes. And it's all about religion.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... where do you want to start?
Well, occasionally I like to hang out at the Comic Book Religion's website.
It's adherence.org, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, Satanist is a religion.
Yeah.
Devil is a religion, but it's, like, more than one person.
Like, not devil worshipping, just devil?
Yeah, being the devil is a religion.
Oh.
And you're just like, go me. But there's more than one devil in, like, every universe.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know how they work that out.
I don't know how that counts as a religion, though, because, like, I'm very fond of myself, but, you know, there's not, like, a Church of David. Yet.
Now I know what your future plans are.
Yeah.
There's, is it adherence.com?
Yeah.
That's just comicbookreligion.org.
Oh, maybe.
Or something. Religion. No.
But I will find it while you explain.
Anthropomorphic animal is a religion.
That's not a religion at all.
I know. It's just weird. But what I thought was kind of cool was Alfred is listed as Anglican, but then he raised Bruce Wayne as Episcopalian.
Okay. What's the...
So I guess he would not have any allegiance to the King or Queen of England.
What's the difference between Anglican and Episcopalian?
Pretty much that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so we've got lists of supporting characters, major characters. There's a chart where... That's pretty funny. So it has, like, the Legion of Methodist Superheroes, Legion of Presbyterians.
Yeah, I think Clark Kent's was at least raised Methodist, although I remember...
That's my guess.
In one comic book where... Okay, there's this ridiculous storyline where he saves an old woman.
Yeah.
And she's like, he's my angel. I was sent to do something, something. And she kept putting herself in dangerous situations, like...
Oh, was it like a...
Yelling at gang members.
This was a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, it was. Until he's finally just like, look, please stop doing this. But she talked to him about religion, and then he went home and talked to his mother about how he doesn't go to church anymore and whether she feels bad about that. And she's like, no, it's your life.
Yeah.
And so I guess he's lapsed Methodist. Is there such a thing? I don't know.
I guess, I don't know if lapsed is, it's not like a Catholic lapsed, but there's definitely like, I guess, casual.
Yeah.
This is actually a pretty extensive list, though the Legion of Scientologist superheroes are more just, like, people who are members of cults. Like, fake Scientologist cults.
Wait.
The chef
is that of, Pikachu?
What is that? It looks like Pikachu.
And isn't that the little robot that...
From Justice League?
Yeah.
His name's Elrond.
Now it makes sense. Like, that doesn't seem right. Oh.
Oh, so there's also, like, comedy cartoon characters in there.
Ah. Okay.
Oh, and I just reopened Close Tab. There we go. But yeah, I always thought Superman was really interesting because depending on when his what his origin is at the time, like, whether it was, like, Man of Steel or Birthright or however, Secret Origin, I think, is the latest one. Either religion is a part of his life or it isn't. I think that in the John Byrne one, they established that, like, his dad doesn't go to church, but he went to church until he was a kid, and then he just stopped going.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Birthright, I don't think, mentions it at all. Like, his parents are, his mom's a UFO chaser. Because, you know, like, it makes sense. Like, her son came from space, so, you know, that's what she'd focus on.
I want
on.
Me another kid.
Yeah. And in All-Star Superman, there was, his father definitely had, like, a Christian funeral. There was that brief bit in issue 6 after he died.
Mm-hmm.
And when Clark Kent gave the eulogy, that I thought was pretty good. But I like how, I think my favorite part of Superman in religion is the way that he's basically Moses. And, like, he's a very, very overt Moses metaphor.
Except he's not advocating for the release of his people because they're all dead.
That's true. But he's rescuing everyone else. Like, he's still a savior, messiah figure.
But why Moses? Why not go straight to Jesus? I mean, he even died and came back.
He was invented by two Jewish guys. Superman's story is that he was born...
Well, that's just
he was
one
endangered.
Jewish guy away from Jesus.
True, but... Superman was born, he was in danger, and his parents sent him away on essentially a space raft. Where he was found by other people. And there you go.
Okay.
Like, it works really, really well. To the point where it pretty much has to be intentional, you know?
Mm.
And considering the time period, like, you had a very pro-America Captain America, who was blonde and blue-eyed and fighting against Hitler. And then Superman was, like, 1939.
Yeah.
When we would have been hearing about all the horrible stuff in Germany for, like, at leading up to World War II. So in a way, he's also an answer to Nazism, which was anti-Jew. But there's what's tough is that, like, because everyone gets mad the minute you say religion, like, just in a conversation, very few comics have actually tackled, you know, the subject. Superhero comics, anyway.
Well, there's the Lex Luthor Meets Death one.
Oh, yeah.
Where he said, basically, atheism is the only ethical choice.
Yeah.
Because you have to do something. You don't get to rely on a creator to make things right, or to make things right after you die, or something like that.
Luthor has had a handful of good scenes where he's basically like, I don't believe in God because I exist.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm the awesomest, and no one's more awesome than me, so...
My favorite line, I think it was during Final Crisis, was someone's asking him something, and he goes, my creed is Luthor. Like, it's the only thing I believe in. And that fits. Like, it's not technically a religion, but it will definitely grow into one in the future. But pretty much you only see religion in comics when it's... Like, there's a brand new Muslim character who's been introduced, and we have to address Islam, you know?
Well, or whenever a superhero is feeling really down on their luck, they always go to a priest. Mostly because comics are a visual medium. So you need to open the page and see the, you know, the little collar.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, priest, okay. Spiritual guy.
Yeah.
Whereas if it's just like... a Methodist minister is just this guy.
He's wearing a nice suit, I guess, but, you know. And, you know, Baptist confession isn't all that exciting. So, that'd be boring on the page. But actually, Catholicism is one big exception to what I was saying. Because I can think of a fistful of Catholic heroes. Normally because of what you just said, where they go to a priest and confess and cry a little bit.
Well, and the iconology in it. The big churches and the stained glass and the...
It's more
ceremonies
theatrical.
And the... Yeah.
Or I guess easier to portray in a theatrical manner.
So it looks good.
Yeah. It looks like a church.
When you see someone fighting.
Yeah.
Another thing is the, like, Buddhism.
Mm-hmm.
You often hear about some characters who, like, go off to... like a Buddhist temple or something,
mm-hmm.
retreat, blah, 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 to find inner peace.
Yeah.
And also learn fighting skills. Like, all the monks are just incredibly serene, but can kick anyone's ass.
That's why they're so serene, because they've got that self-confidence. Yeah, that's Daredevil, I guess, is probably the biggest Catholic hero, just by virtue of having appeared in a Catholic setting more than any other hero. And I don't think that came about till like 1981, 82. It was when Frank Miller was writing him and kind of changing the entire series around. And he was like, hey, it makes sense. Like, you know, he's the son of Irish immigrants. He's always guilty all the time. And like, he has this whole spiel that he would give. And, like, I think it actually made the character more interesting, and I want to say easier to relate to, but I'm not Catholic, but I can kind of see how it would make him easier to relate to, or better well-rounded is what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Just because religion is a huge part of so many people's lives that it makes sense that, you know, at least one hero is going to go to church.
And he, like, goes to church and everything? Like, are there scenes of him sitting, listening to Mass? Sermons?
There's been more scenes of him fighting Bullseye in church than, like, going to church. But it's always been kind of, like, once it was established, it's provided subtext for further things.
What I find kind of fun about a lot of... That's my stomach. Comic book superheroes is when they're religious... Like, I think Catholicism is almost the most relaxed of the comic book religions, but just because so many people are familiar with it.
Like, you don't need to do the A to Z.
Yeah, and it's kind of used a little more for its theatricality than its everyday part of people's lives.
Yeah.
But many times when it's a religion, people are not like, oh, I'm walking around, or when a character is religious, they're not like, I'm walking around having an everyday life, you know.
Yeah.
But also, I go to church on Sunday or Saturday or whatever day, or I pray occasionally or something like that. Mm-hmm. I have like a regular religious practice that's just part of my life. They tend to be stuff like Connor Hawke, who is just like, oh, he drinks milk. He's
yeah,
in strip clubs where he like doesn't look too hard at the strippers. And is like famously celibate. Like, there's not really a, there doesn't seem to be a way of often integrating religions other than Catholicism into someone's life that isn't just, there's the religious guy.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like Green Arrow doesn't get that, right? Like, he's just treated as like a normal guy, but he stayed in the ashram for years or something.
Yeah, but I don't think he's really
Buddhist.
I don't think he stayed for years either.
Really?
I don't think he, in fact, stayed at all. I think he was injured and the monks found him. And then shaved his head and took him in, and then he was recovering.
Yeah.
And then he stayed with them for a little while longer.
Yeah.
And then he, like, went off and was like, you strange, green-eyed, blonde monk. You yeah. come with me on my adventures.
You remind me of somebody I used to know. I wonder if that's a side effect of, like, comics just needing to show exciting things for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, a guy going to church, you know, Bible study on Wednesday nights just isn't that exciting. Well, unless someone attacks, and then you've got a fight scene.
Well, recently you did a thing about how people don't eat enough in comics.
Yeah.
Like, there are plenty of scenes where people just sit around and talk.
Yeah.
They can do it at a diner. They're like, well, we're going to be really hungry soon. Let's go eat.
Yeah.
We got to fight. Okay, it's only salad, but or carbo load or something.
All right, eat all these baked potatoes quick. Yes. Go fight Dr. Doom.
But, like, at the same time, you could have someone in church or praying or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What do religious people do?
Pretty much just live.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's, so the thing is, I think it's fair to call him famously Jewish. Because he's Jewish in part as a nod to Stan Lee and Jack Kirby, who were born Lieber in Kurtzberg. And also, I forget the other reason, but there was actually like a really good reason for it. Maybe where he grew up or something.
Oh, I didn't know Lieber?
Yeah, that's Stanley's real last name.
Huh.
And his full first name is Stanley.
Well, I kind of...
Yeah. So his nickname is either, like, just his first name, or his first syllable of his first name, first syllable of his last name.
It blew my mind.
But there have been good bits when they've established that the thing was Jewish, and he would go to synagogue or talk to, you know, the rabbi from when he was a kid, and they'd go like, hey, you know, you never show up anymore. He's like, yeah, you know, I've been busy. I try to show up when I can, but sometimes you gotta save the world.
Yeah.
A little less glib, you know. Yeah. He was very respectful. But it's added a lot to the character, too. Kind of like the Moses thing made Superman work better for me. Just because it's... I guess, again, like, well-rounded is the word of the day.
Now I'm kind of mixing Superman scenes with the more melodramatic scenes from the Ten Commandments.
Oh, man.
Moses.
I can't believe no one's made, like, a Ten Plagues of Egypt Superman story yet.
They probably have. Well, they will now.
Yeah, now that I've said it aloud, you know, we're going to get the Slaughter of the Firstborn in DC Comics. Too late.
With Dick Grayson being like, oh, come on!
I'm already not even his
dodged
kid.
This. Let's see, other recent additions to
I've got the list.
Jewish superheroes. There's, of course, Batwoman.
Oh, yeah.
And
have they established that in the comics, or is that just part of the backstory they've given in interviews?
I think they've shown her, I think, celebrating Hanukkah.
Okay.
With Renee Montoya once, and Sergeant Rock.
Really?
Yeah, at the end of the Wednesday comics.
Yeah, and he was actually, Joe Kubert wrote and drew an entire series, or maybe a graphic novel, but it was called The Prophecy, about him in World War II protecting a Jewish boy, and the rabbi who was guarding the boy was like, you know, you have to keep an eye on this guy, like, he's very, very important, he could be something huge. And there was kind of an interesting exploration of Jewish ideas and war and how they intersect and bounce off each other. So yeah, that makes a lot of sense too. And Joe Kubert is still like a workhorse at 80 or 90 years old. I'm looking at the list of Jewish superheroes. Oh, I scrolled past. So I thought there was a Jewish hero called Mosk.
I can't actually tell whether that would be a fantastic team book or a horrible team book. And I think it could be both.
The Legion of Jewish Superheroes?
Yes.
It depends on who's on the list. Like, I'm not really a Kitty Pryde fan, but, like, The Thing? Sure. Okay, here we go.
Well, there's one, the Golem. That makes sense.
Oh, there's Ragman, who is also terrible. Have you read... Do you know David Wolkin? He writes online? Yeah.
Yeah, we've met him.
He just did a piece about... Or not Douglas Wolk, because they get confused all the time. But he just did a piece about a Ragman story that was in... It's like a one-shot or something. And do you know Ragman's gimmick, that like his clothes are made out of souls?
I did not know that they were made out of souls. I just knew he like wrapped people around them and something mystical happened.
Yeah, it's...
Or wrapped them around people.
It's... I think that the souls get to go to whichever version of heaven they subscribe to after redeeming themselves through working with Ragman.
Like, toss me at that guy, toss me at that guy.
Yeah. Like, my turn.
Crap, you know. I'm his underwear.
And they did a story where Ragman's like, you know, I feel really guilty about being Jewish, and I found this stuff from my father, who was, or maybe grandfather, was smuggling Jews out of in World War II, and he felt he didn't do enough, so he felt really guilty. And a Nazi soul in his coat is like, he didn't feel guilty over being Jewish, he felt guilty over not having done enough, even though he was a hero. And Ragman's like, oh, that makes sense. And the Nazi's like, oh, I'm going to heaven now, I've redeemed myself.
What? And,
yes, that's seriously what happened in the story.
Okay, just to begin with, why would you feel guilty about being Jewish?
I don't know. I'll link Wolkin's essay, because it was actually really good. And I'm probably doing it a disservice by paraphrasing, but like,
okay.
his essay was pretty much like, hey, this story sucks. Like, I'm tired of seeing this sort of thing, just because, I mean, it's really lazy. And second, like, I feel like Nazis shouldn't be redeemed just by, like, giving somebody a pep talk. But yeah, Ragman is pretty terrible, is the moral of the story.
Like, I could, you would have to at least explain the Nazi thing. Like, you know, I was 17 at the, you know, middle of the war,
yeah.
And all I'd heard was Nazi ideology, and, you know, since I was a kid, so that's what I believed, and now I feel really bad. And yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you could do, but I mean, it's a friggin' Nazi. You gotta
be something.
That's bad.
Doc Samson is pretty cool. He's the Hulk, but he's a psychologist.
Hmm.
Songbird, Melissa Gold. She's actually really awesome. She's one of my favorite superheroes. She's imagine like Hal Jordan's ring powers, but done by sound instead of willpower.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty much she sings really loudly and things happen. But she's in Thunderbolts right now. It was great. Oh, there's Sabra, who is like Israeli Special Forces. Captain Underpants?
Oh.
I don't
even
know what that is.
All right.
Anyway. the Golem was on the Howling Commandos. Oh, I think that's just an actual golem. The hero of the golem. And they just didn't have a name for him. Because that was a monster team. But yeah, so how far do you think that they can go with, as far as superheroes and religion, before, like, making somebody angry? Could they come out and say, like, hey, Superman is a Methodist now?
I think the moment they said Superman is a Methodist, they'd make someone angry.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what are you going to do?
It is comics where every single move makes someone angry.
Yeah. And it's religion where every single move makes someone angry. It's like the perfect storm. What else can we add in there?
Politics.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Superman is a Whig Methodist. Bringing it back.
Add, like, pro-choice in there.
Yeah.
Bam! Like, the comic itself would just explode.
Burst into flames.
Rip itself to pieces.
Yeah. It's... One thing I realized, when I went through a lot of this site a while back, just because... I don't know, it's interesting, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of it is just based off conjecture and or making things up. Because I know that I'm quoted on at least, like, one or two of these pages.
Oh, awesome! And who'd you assign a religion to?
William Stryker and Benjamin Grimm.
Well, the...
Jeez, apparently Wolfsbane...
Even I knew that the Thing was Jewish.
Flash? What? Huntress? I'm quoted on a lot of pages. I'm on the Batman page.
Did you make him Episcopalian?
I don't think so. So, William Stryker is like an old school televangelist turned mutant hater.
Protestant.
Yes.
Well, I mean, he wouldn't be Catholic, so Protestant covers a lot of ground.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so forever ago, 2006, I talked about how religion in the comics is pretty much just guesswork. Oh, it gets old saying the loudest and most visible representatives of my religion in fiction are idiots in general. I get enough of that in real life.
Really? You were offensive in 2006.
I know, man. No, this actually reminded me of something else. This is probably quoted on every single page that they quote me on. Superman is Methodist. Yeah, wow, they just found one of my quotes on someone else's blog and put it on, like, 12 pages. But, okay, so...
So that's, like, your most quoted thing on the internet now.
It probably is. I'm on a couple of Wikipedia pages, which I still don't understand why anyone would quote me on Wikipedia.
Oh, now I have to search Wikipedia for your name.
Okay, so this... Actually, I was talking about another story that's religious and sucked. Chuck Austin writing Uncanny X-Men did this amazing story where there were these... It was either an evil offshoot of Catholics with, like... Or... I think it was just an evil offshoot. It was like, you know, a secret cabal. Or like, you know, we need to rule the world and cause the end, blah, 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 you know, superhero plot.
Yeah.
So their big plan was to take Nightcrawler, who looks like an actual demon, because he's got, like, a tail and blue skin, pointy ears, you know.
But he's super, like, religious and pious, I thought.
He was a priest at the time.
Movie. Ooh.
Yeah, like, with the collar and everything. And at one point, that was a great character development. But it eventually just turned into him being the guy who shows up when people feel bad.
And yeah.
And having, like, a mini confessional. Yeah. And their big plan was to somehow get him to become the Pope and give him an image inducer, which would be a holographic skin, so he looks like a normal dude. Presumably, like, an old man, because I don't think there's been a young Pope for, like, 300 years. Yeah, so that was their big plan, is get him into Vatican City, and as he's giving his address on, you know, 2012 or whatever end of the world day they'd picked, they would flick off the image inducer and reveal him as a demon, and then worldwide panic would ensue. And part of the panic was they were handing out communion wafers that would then explode and kill people. And that's how they would, you know, cull part of the population and prove that, like, the Pope was a demon.
Supposedly the part of the population that was their own religion.
Yes. Now the problem...
Or had a real taste for communion wafers.
It would bring about, like, the apocalypse, like, straight up out of the Bible. And I was reading a criticism of this. I forget who said it, but the number one problem is that that kind of apocalypse isn't a part of Catholic doctrine. So, if you could...
So they're not big on the Revelations part of the Bible?
No, I don't know.
I guess, I don't know.
I'm having some trouble actually getting onto Google for some reason.
Is that Revelations?
Yeah.
The whole end time? Okay.
Let's do a Nightcrawler. But pretty much, like, if you'd ever read anything about Catholicism, other than really angry teenage rants, you would know the entire story was screwed from start to finish. But
that I didn't imagine they could get some, hey, let's make this guy Pope.
I'm looking for it now. Oh, they also established that Nightcrawler's actual father is the actual devil, who is a mutant.
The devil's a mutant.
Yeah. And also, you know, angels, mutants, too.
Okay, okay. I was like, you know, all those people who are saying mutants are bad, that's actually kind of a point if the devil's a mutant. And it's like, okay, angels, mutants, too. All right, then.
Yeah. This is a period of X-Men time that no one likes to talk about.
It took away the whole thing that mutants are just a natural part of human evolution.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of a blow to the human ego, but...
Oh, it would.
Like, hi, you're obsolete. These people are literally more advanced than you. Well, technically, evolution doesn't work that way, but... Supposedly, human beings would be phased out.
Yeah. If you can shoot lasers, like, you're advanced.
Then again, none of the mutants seem to be having kids.
And they were, but then that became a plot point. Yeah. There are no more mutants.
So in that case, that would mean that the humans would be more successful, evolutionarily speaking. But
sadly, not combat speaking. Because then the mutants would just get pissed and kill everybody, because if they can have the Earth, no one can. Maybe that's just me. I can't find it now, but there's a really good takedown that I'll Google up while I'm editing this.
I don't think you need a really good takedown of that.
No, you don't.
That's just terrible.
Alright, so the plot was from the Church of Humanity, which I guess is a spin on the old Friends of Humanity, which was the prior mutant hate group.
Ah.
Yeah, they would stage a rapture using communion wafers that would, when ingested, incinerate the eater. Despite the fact that the rapture is not a Catholic concept. So close and yet so far.
Well, I mean, I thought the whole thing was that the... There's, like, what's strictly in the Bible, and then there's mythology.
Mm-hmm.
And, for example, like, Satan isn't mentioned in the Bible. Or that Lucifer is Satan, like, the head demon of hell or something.
It's
isn't mentioned in the Bible.
There's a ton of, like, supplementary books.
I
guess that's probably the wrong word.
A few chapters of the New Testament, so... I'm really ignorant with that.
Like, most of the demon stuff?
Oh, and the Genesis for English class.
Really?
Yeah, they actually got away with that. Well, they weren't really... It was like the Bible as literature.
Yeah, that's interesting. But there's, like, various books of demons and things that were established in... Not the Dark Ages, medieval times.
Mm-hmm.
Back when, you know, you had to make books by hand. And that's where a lot of... like extra doctrine comes from.
Those zines.
Oh man. But like all the demons that you see in movies, that like if you see names popping up over and over again, there's like a book of like 72 demons or 300 demons, all the different levels of hell, all that stuff comes from outside of the Bible. It's actually really, it's one of my favorite things to read about, just because it's like I grew up I went to a Baptist church, but not really Baptist. And, like, all this stuff, like, that's wrapped around Catholicism is really interesting to me, just because it's so different. Like, there are rules. But, yeah, so superheroes and religion. Sometimes good, sometimes bad. Hard-hitting journalism.
Well, okay. How about the new trend with... Well, not new trend. The Islamic superheroes, which tend to be... They have new thing syndrome where the character, and it's not limited to comic books or anything else. It's like let's introduce such and such character. They will explain things about themselves.
Yeah.
And they will be super good so that no one can tell us that we in any way are, like, prejudiced against them for any reason.
Let's
so,
take this checkbox.
Yes.
Yeah. There are... Oh, and... So, Peter David's going to be doing a story in X Factor where Monet apparently outs herself as a Muslim.
Huh.
And it's going to be, I guess, the way he was talking at New York Comic Con was going to be a big deal. But she's from Morocco, where, like, 95% of the people are Muslim. So it's only, like, a surprise and a big deal in superhero land. Like, it's almost one of those things you would assume to be true, you know? But, I mean, there are a few... I like Dust from X-Men.
Wasn't there a controversy where she, you know, she was wearing, like, the...
And the super tight burqa, yeah.
It's, I don't think it was a burqa, wasn't it? I thought burqa was, like...
It might be niqab or hijab, I forget which.
Because her hands were visible and her... And there were, like, a whole bunch of stories where, for some reason, it got, like, knocked off her. So she couldn't come out to, like, fight something. Where it's like, this is a good character and it explores some things.
It was.
But it is not really... Yeah, it has the new things at home where they're just like, I want to explain some stuff. And there are going to be all these stories that are just about this one thing about me. And
yeah. It was, I'll say that run on.
What does anyone
like
me?
What was it? It was New Mutants, not New Mutants, New X-Men, Volume 2.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good until the new writers came on and they began their story with, like, a school bus exploding.
Oh.
Yeah, and it was pretty much downhill from there for me. I bailed out. But they're the ones who was doing that story. When she was first introduced, it was just taken as read. I mean, she was found in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
She wore the complete headdress. And it just wasn't anything anybody was like, hey, what's this all about? You know? You know? It wasn't like, education time, a very special issue of New X-Men. It was just, she's a person. X-Men were like, cool, you can turn into dust. That's great. And that was
Let's do this.
Yeah.
Get ready to sting people's eyes.
Which is, like, vastly how I prefer it. When it's just taken as read. And if it comes up, it comes up.
It's a little like the zombie movies where no one... You can tell it's a zombie movie when no one in it has ever heard of zombies.
Yeah. Which you can't get away with anymore.
Where suddenly someone comes in and is like, let me explain this. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was Justice League Elite. Did you read that one?
Read a couple issues.
It was like the Justice League, like, Strike Force.
Ollie sleeps with some guy's wife and...
Oh, yeah.
He's not happy about that.
To say the least.
Anyway.
But the... I guess not the leader. I guess the man behind the leader, kind of the person that the leader went to for suggestions and to make sure the team was staying on track, was... Mm-hmm. I can't believe I forgot his name. It was Talib something. But anyway, he was Muslim, and they would actually show him occasionally praying or using the prayer mat at certain points of the day. And it wasn't like, you know, the team was going, hey, can we trust this guy? It was just, no, like, this is this guy's experience.
What is that funny thing that you're kneeling on?
Yeah, there's none of that. Because I always feel like the very special issues always come off super condescending. Whether it's like... the non-white person of it having to fight the Klan, or, you know, Wonder Woman kicking a guy in the nuts because he called her a dizzy dame. Which hasn't happened yet.
But that's because we've gotten past the Batman or Batgirl protesting the fact that Batman won't marry or something. But back in the day, they did the same thing with that, and they're like, what are these women riled up about? Oh, must be that the guys won't marry them. They're holding protest sign. Let's do that.
I remember that cover being classic. I need to make sure I post that. But yeah, it's just like, that was cool when comics were for kids.
Yeah.
But like at this, in 2010, when most of your readership is between like 20 and say 50, they've probably met like a Muslim or two, or even possibly even a woman.
That was a great line. I'm just gonna...
Yes.
All right. Go on.
You don't have to explain everything, is what I'm trying to say. Like, if you put it in there, treat it as normal, people are going to consider it normal.
Yeah.
And the people who are like, whoa, whoa, what is this I'm reading about? You know, like, screw all of them. Put in a note that says, learn to Google, and that's good enough.
As we still don't know what dust wears.
Yeah. I was looking for the Batgirl protest. I have, like, three windows open for the name of her thing. I could have sworn it was burqa, though, because the headdress is a niqab.
Yeah, I thought it was... See, I heard someone refer to it as burqa, but then someone else was like, no, it's not a burqa, because the burqa is just... Like, it goes all the way down to the ground.
Yeah, it's a very specific
thing. But she has, like, sleeves and things. As we do our own very special.
Yeah.
It's a very special episode of the podcast.
Oh, you know what it is?
We learned something important.
Everybody in the comics is calling it a burqa, but it's actually called an abaya.
Abaya. There we go.
Which means that somebody didn't do their research. Not me, but someone who...
We've just done it.
Yeah.
And we didn't do it beforehand, but it's because we all wanted to learn. Anyway.
Apparently, also, they made a point of someone getting it right and correcting another student who calls it the wrong thing. So I bet they got a letter that was like, hey, you know, you guys are calling this the wrong thing in every single issue. And then they had a character step in and go, no, 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 this is what it is. Don't you know anything? Man, yeah. All right, so.
So, thank you for listening to our opinions, ignorance, and various other things.
I think this was number 71.
That was 71.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays.